TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. No sneaking it in there on you today with a made-up story. Just letting you know that if something happens at your house, like lightning striking the roof and then the rain coming in and flooding parts of your house, that you call Paul Davis Restoration. You go to our website and find them. Tell them you need their services, and boom, you are set, ready to go. They get over there, and they get everything cleaned up and repaired and put back to the way it was before the devastation, you know? I know you're in pretty anxious times there, so they do it as quickly as they possibly can. And if you go to acetj.com/Paul Davis, you can learn even more stuff about them and be ready to book them when an emergency strikes. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. All right, so the shocking news on the show this week on the regular old morning show is that Ace is his wife is has told him he needs to buy the dog a birthday gift, and they're having a doggy birthday party today where he will present the dog with the gift. I'm assuming gift wrapped. You're going to get it wrapped or wrap it, put it in a bag.
I'm going to get him a little bone. Come home with about like the bone that he likes.
Yeah, one for the dog, one for mama.
Hey, the bone you like.
So we were asking a few minutes ago if there was going to be a special dog cake and how much that would cost, if it was from a doggy bakery or if it was going to be a regular people cake or what. And she told you what? You text her and she said what?
A dog cake made with carrots and peanut butter. So it is a special cake.
Why can't a dog have a human cake? Would it give it diabetes or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Or probably so. I guess something like that.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
And how much is a dog cake?
I don't know.
What is it at the doggy bakery, she said? Where's the dog bakery?
We've got dog bakeries.
I know, but would it be in the big city or up here in the suburbs? Because you said you're picking it up.
Yeah, I'm asking right now. Let's see.
Yeah, I used to go to the dog bakery.
You did?
Oh, sure.
Is there really a dog bakery?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They bake dogs.
I've always wanted to go in there to see how cute it is.
It's adorable.
Is this so I wish I was a cat baker.
I should have an answer in no time.
Yeah, they had homemade treats. They bake and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to blow all your money.
All right, let's see. It's just something. This is who is. It's called Yappy Hour Bakery.
Oh, that's cute. I love that.
Yeah, that's what they, the dog kennel places where you leave your dogs when you go on vacation.
Yeah.
They always have Yappy Hour. You can get the dog an ice cream cone.
It's Yappy Hour Bakery in Huntersville, North Carolina. So that'll be on our way to the dog bar. And no word on cost yet. I'm awaiting details.
Well, we can look it up. Go to their webbing sites.
How much is this going to cost, Ace? If I were a betting man, I'd say $40.
You would? So what would you get your dog, Riggins?
The ice creams, the handmade ice creams. And it was like carrot and peanut butter, sorbet or whatever. And I used to get them by like 10 at a time. And they were like $3 or $4 a piece. And he loved them, but he would eat them in one bite. And I'd go, okay, that was maybe a little aggressive. Find 10 of them. But you know what they like? I mean, it makes you feel good to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but do they like them more than they would like, you know, if you got them a, you know, a pepperoni or something?
Of course. It's a special occasion.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, do they even care? Do they acknowledge the work that you went in to go get it? The cost of it? Probably not.
Mm-hmm. $15.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's nice. Fun. It's fun for the dog owner to do that sort of thing. And,
yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of like, you know, when you go to the American Girl doll store and your little girl buys, you know, clothes for her American doll girl stuff, and then we're going to get the, you know, the purse and the
sure,
you know, this sort of thing. Doll doesn't know, but it makes the little girl feel good.
Yeah,
to dress it up.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I put it all in perspective one time when I was at the vet, and they said, just remember, your dog has a brain the size of a walnut.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how smart you think, you know, you're like, I have the smartest dog? I mean, just amazing. You're like, the brain's the size of a walnut. So don't. You go, yeah, you know what? You're right. This is just an animal.
I saw a thing the other day. It said this dog will eat everything you put in front of him. Or shoes or whatever else that it can until you put it, then you put a pill in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe people should start putting dog pills in their shoes and stuff so the dogs wouldn't chew up their shoes.
You're not kidding. And that medicine that you got to pill them with is like, you know, $200 for 6 months of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, whoa. You know, they try to spit it out and you could just, I would get ready to give them a black eye. Like, you better... swallow it or I'll rip your tail off with my hands. Like, that's the option.
You just hold his mouth closed to make him swallow?
And he just, like, they always told me, touch his lunch. Like, just push it back into the throat.
Yeah, open
like,
his
don't
mouth,
mess man. Around with,
force
like,
force his mouth open, get it all the way back in there, and then just hold his mouth closed. They'll swallow it.
Get it in there.
At the cat cafe, sometimes we have to give the cats certain types of medicine, and it's like that you have to grab the cat and with the syringe, like, force it into their mouth while also holding their paws down so they don't try to scratch you. It's kind of traumatizing.
They're not declawed?
No. Stop it.
Wow.
Oh. So that's cruel. Not a thing anymore.
It is? To declaw?
Oh, it's very cruel.
Oh. Yeah. I thought that's what you did.
No. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't, you know.
It's like cutting off their fingers.
We had a cat. My sister had a cat when we were little, and she had it declawed. My mom had it declawed because she didn't want to tear up her furniture.
And then they don't have a way to protect themselves if they're ever out in the wild.
Well, they weren't ever out in the wild. They were in the living room.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, cutting their nails is basically what
it is. It's like ripping their nails off their flesh.
Mm-hmm. I heard they are actually happy with the procedure when it's done.
They're thrilled with it.
Yeah.
No.
Do they even do it anymore?
I don't know.
They still do it, but the vets will definitely probably give you a look and judge you.
I don't give a shit what a vet thinks.
Because it's horrible.
Yeah. So I just think if you don't want a cat being able to claw up your furniture and stuff, just don't have a cat.
Right.
Yeah.
Khaleesi claws up my bed the time. Yeah, the mattress on the side, it's all ripped up.
Oh, man.
That's
trash. I mean... But some people would only do the front claws.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I just wrap her like a burrito and cut them myself.
Yeah. But you don't take them all the way off.
Mm-mm.
So she can still scratch up stuff.
Yeah, but they're just not sharp.
Would a cat be able to climb on those carpet tree things if they didn't have their claws?
I don't know.
A lot of those aren't that tall. Maybe they could just use their just momentum jump. To kind of scoot up it a little bit or something.
But they're expensive too, aren't they?
They are. I wanted to buy one the other day. They're like over $100. Uh-huh. Yeah. I was like, Khaleesi, I'm going to just build you one.
I lived in an apartment that had a loft in it. And I had one of the cat trees that when I was watching that cat, they gave me the cat tree. And he would jump from the loft down onto the cat tree. And it's so scary to watch. I'm like, oh, he's going to die under my care. This is not good. It was crazy, though.
But see, I think all of the everything being so expensive for pets. I mean, everything from having a pill that costs that much to yappy hour treats and those types of things has been a full scale marketing attack on America. And that's why it's, you know, you've got to make people think that these animals are delicate. They are, you know, that they're heroes for having pets, and that they've, you know, the responsibility of taking care of them and treating them like children and all of that goes hand in hand with the pet pharmaceuticals and the pet toys and all that stuff, to where, you know, when pets were used to be loved, but still the separation between animals and humans was there. You wouldn't go and spend, you know, $200 for a cat tree to have in your house. It just wouldn't happen. They probably wouldn't, when they made those things, weren't even close to being that expensive. But when they know that people, you know, think so highly about their pets to the point where it's almost they do treat it like a human, another human, then they'll spare no expense. It'll hurt. They'll complain about it, but they'll do it to be able to say, I'm giving my animal everything I possibly can.
But I don't think people today.
I think it's been a brilliant marketing technique.
I would agree. I agree with you 100% with what you just said. But do you, let's do it as a question. Do you think people today, though, TJ, love their dogs more than our parents did or anything? No. I don't think so either. No. They just treated them differently.
Right. You know what I mean? I think pet owners today get more I don't mean this as negative as I usually use the term, but more of a feeling of moral authority, virtue of look all the stuff that I'm doing for my pet. And yes, I want everybody to see that I love my pet so much, and it makes me feel good about how much I do for this pet. Whereas when we were kids, or when, you know, before this generation, it was, I love this dog so much, and this is my best friend, and this dog's going everywhere with me, and if I open the truck door, he knows to jump in, he's going, the whole thing, I feed him the best food and so forth, but it's still a dog.
Right.
Yeah, I think the feeling that pouring over and over and over a pet gives the pet owner is different than what it was.
I think about the growing up as a kid, we had a dog, a Great Dane, it's got too big, and we had to get rid of it. It was too big for our yard. Like, it was massive. And it had a chain, and it straighten the chain out and pull it loose, pop the collar off the chain, and then take off running. Like, he was knocking on neighbor trash cans. We didn't kill him. We gave him to somebody. I didn't mean get rid of him like we had him killed. But, like, my neighbors had a black lab, and they loved that dog. And eventually, he got cancer, died. I remember being there, and, like, dad's crying. Like, they were, like, it was broken heart. They treated that dog like it was a member of the family. But they never bought any special dog food. You know, they never did it. Like, it slept out in the garage. It didn't come in the house. You know, it was always on the back porch by the door, on the front porch by the door. My dad had his dog that was a black lab that he had for years, and he cried like a baby when that dog died. But again, only if it was really cold was it allowed in the house. It had a spot outside. It had a dog house to sleep in. It, you know, he kept it, you know, cooled it down with a water hose or whatever, but he never, my dad never bought it special food until it got sick. What do you mean?
He cooled it down with a water hose?
Yeah, he's outside. He'd spray him down to make sure he stayed cool.
God.
See?
I don't get it. I don't get what's wrong with that.
I think it's all part of it. It's relative, too. There are things that you do for children now that your parents or your grandparents would have laughed at, you know.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So it's relative in some aspects.
Like seatbelts.
Yeah, certainly.
That's one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, and a lot of the way pets are treated now and made over and all of that stuff comes from the age of starting a family gets older and older and older. So, you know, the more the age changes of when you get married, And, you know, where it used to be in your early to mid 20s, the average person got married. Now it's up into the 30s and you know, mid 30s and all of that. Well, in the meantime, you got adults living adult lives with jobs, making money and all that, and they want that feeling of nurturing something or having something else in their lives, so they don't have a spouse or kids, so they get a pet, and then they pour all of that into the pet. And then, you know, social media is telling them that you can't do this or you can do that and what you should do, you know.
Yeah.
The heavenly bed thing that you bought your dog when he was, you know, still, like, probably was the first year you had the dog. Yeah. You bought that thing and he didn't like it and you sent it back.
Yeah.
And it was, what, $400 you said, or $200?
Two something.
Well, man, Toby's living large today. Toby's 8 years old today. He's a basset hound. And Amanda refers to herself as Toby's mom.
Dad.
Nope. She calls me Toby's best friend. That's your best friend?
Toby's stepdad.
Because I didn't want to be called. She's referred to me as Toby's dad a couple times. I was like, no, I don't like being the dog's dad.
Yeah, you're his stepdad.
He's my best friend. He means a lot to me, especially since Peyton died. So today, he's having the cake at the dog bar. I just found out he had eggs for breakfast this morning. Ooh. And for dinner tonight, he's having steak.
Oh, wow. Aww. You're really doing it all day.
Oh, yeah.
Big celebration.
It's a big celebration for Toby today.
So when you give him the steak, like, do you season it and stuff and prepare it like you would for a person, or no?
No. Do, you know, dietary restrictions. And all. Yeah, we'll probably just cook it.
Medium rare?
I don't know how she'll do it. Probably medium rare. Mm. Medium rare, medium. Wouldn't go over medium with it, I wouldn't think.
What kind of steak?
Probably like a ribeye or something.
Nice.
I mean, cut it off the bone and everything. I would cut it up for him.
Phew, that dog's living good.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll have a good day.
I wish I had a ribeye.
Yeah, it's his birthday.
My birthday's coming up.
So, yeah, why is the eighth birthday so special?
She always does a lot for his birthday. Like last year, we took him to the dog bar and all that kind of stuff for his birthday. I don't really know about this one. I think this one is big because she feels like, I think historically, 15 is about the age of dogs, of basset hounds. So now he's like over halfway. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what it is. I'm not real sure what it is. This one seems to be more important than the past few. 2 years ago, we were on vacation, and Peyton kept him, and Peyton brought him. Amanda did get him a cake that year, and Peyton picked up the cake, and Peyton brought him a birthday gift, and she sent us a bunch of videos, and Peyton spent the night with him and the whole thing, and he had a special meal and all that. So, and last year he had a special meal, and we went to the dog bar, but I think that's what it is. She's more worried about, like, oh, eight seems like it's old.
Yeah.
Now, what if he doesn't eat the steak? Are you going to eat it?
You know he will.
No. Well, no, because it would be put into with his food in his food bowl.
Oh. So will he even know that there's something special in there?
Yeah. He'll be able to see it. I mean, he'll know it's steak because it doesn't taste like food.
But why do you have to mix it with his food?
Probably just because puts all the food out there at one time. He eats when he wants to eat kind of thing.
Oh. Yeah, you got to put something special in the bowl. Like when I have to wash my dog's ass, I have to put peanut butter on the bottom of his bowl because he sees me coming with that sponge and the brush. He's like, we've done this little game before. No, it's not happening. So I got to put something like extra special on the bottom of the bowl and keep him there so I can get in, you know.
Yeah.
Comb the shit out of his fur. I mean, it's not worth it, kids. Don't get a dog. Do not do it.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss.
acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Oh, man. I am so tired of this bullshit.
Whoa.
Y'all. Chaboo. Done what I had for dinner last night. It was so good. I had chicken leg, two thighs fried. Cheeseburger.
Wait, what?
A cheeseburger on the side. And a peanut butter shake.
Oh, damn.
The cheeseburger was...
That sounds amazing.
Was your side to the fried chicken?
Yeah.
So I like that.
You had four pieces of fried chicken? Two legs?
Just the three-piece dark.
Just the, you know.
Yeah, because
what do you have? I'll have the three-piece dark, and what do you want as your side? Well, this cheeseburger.
That's my type of meal, right. Though.
But this place doesn't come with the chicken meals. You can just select how many pieces of what.
A la carte.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yes, yeah, so you just order nothing but... If you say you want three thighs, they'll throw three thighs in there for you. Three legs, they do that.
Good fried chicken?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really
crispy,
good.
Crispy skin.
Yeah. And so I didn't want I didn't want fries or any of that stuff. So my side was not a big cheeseburger, but a cheeseburger.
It was a small cheeseburger.
Yeah, it wasn't like a double cheeseburger or anything.
I love that. Do they have pizza? You can get pizza as a side?
No, but
or tacos.
No, I have gotten a fish sandwich with a hot dog on the side.
Yeah. Ooh, I love that place. Awesome. I need to go there.
Yeah, that's what, my little friend Jenny had a cheeseburger and a hot dog. And fries last night.
Yeah,
something like that.
That's awesome.
It's kind of like a cookout where you can choose the different things like that. But it's got a bigger variety because there's seafood on the menu and things like that.
I have done it at cookout, though. I have done cheeseburger, hot dog. The cheeseburger meal, which comes with the drink, you get like
the cookout tray.
Yeah, and you get two options. So I did double cheeseburger, maybe just regular cheeseburger, fries, hush puppies, drink, and a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. I would do a little.
I'm sorry, chili dog.
Surf chili and turf dog. With the cheeseburger and some fried shrimp.
Yeah, well, they have a
surf and turf.
It is a surf and turf.
It's called the place is called Dixie's Fish and Chicken. So they do have, along with burgers and hot dogs and all of that kind of stuff, fish and chips, baby flounder, perch, shrimp, Canadian flounder, catfish fillets.
Wow.
Oysters, fried oysters.
Cold boiled shrimp, seafood combo plate, seafood and tender combo. So you can get one of the seafood things with some chicken tenders on the side. No, they don't have oysters. It's not like that.
Chicken tenders and fries with a side of boiled shrimp.
Yeah.
Woo. I would get a cheeseburger and fried fish and fried shrimp on the side.
Although there's something awesome about the combo that's totally like a big fish sandwich and a hot dog. That seems fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think I like more my two type being totally separate instead of getting some type of fish and seafood or something. I would want them completely different, like opposite ends.
Well, Jenny had mac and cheese too on the side.
Oh yes,
and they have chili cheese fries.
Does their chili have beans in it?
Oh, I don't know,
but I think your deal with the fried chicken and the cheeseburger is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
the turf and turf.
The turf and turf.
Right. Let's see.
I'm going to do a good old surf and turf today. Mm-hmm. Cheeseburger and shrimp.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to do the surf and turf and turf.
And then add another surf with surf fried chicken. Fried fish.
They have chicken and waffles.
Do they do it with the breast or with the whatever meat, whatever part you want?
With chicken tenders.
Oh.
What this looks like.
She lost.
They have chicken tenders or buffalo style chicken and waffles, which is buffalo tenders.
I want chicken and waffles with a thigh and a leg.
They got po' boys.
What?
Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know how they have such a vast menu at this. I mean, it's kind of a fast food place.
Really?
Yeah.
And you sat down and ate?
Hmm?
You sat down in there and ate?
No, picked it up. Took it home.
Damn.
I know. But anyway, I always like that, Ace, with getting two completely, like things that don't go together as the side.
Oh, like spaghetti.
As the side hustle. That's why I rarely order combos at fast food places. Like at McDonald's, I would get a McDouble and then a filet of fish. Mm-hmm. Or a McDouble and then say just another small cheeseburger, like a small one.
Yeah, I always go with mostly, the combo. That's a smarter way to do it, though, the way you do it.
It's mostly I'll get a burger and a fish and a filet of fish.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I would love to have like spaghetti and meatballs with fried chicken and a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
It's like a super buffet is what you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, go to a super buffet.
But buffets don't, they all have like a one theme, kind of.
No, not a super buffet.
Where do you find one of those at?
Myrtle Beach. I'm sure they've got some around here. There used to be a place around here that had one. It's like a Chinese restaurant that had a super buffet, and you could get crab legs, spaghetti. Yeah,
it was called Crazy Buffet.
Yeah. Crab legs, spaghetti, hamburgers.
Yeah, that's my dream.
Fries, shrimp, chicken. They had it all.
Yeah, Rob, add that to the list that you keep of all of Alexis's dreams.
It's not her biggest dream, at least.
No, but that's her dream, to go to a buffet like that.
You can do it.
Hey, I mean, yeah, you just stay focused. You can make that dream come true.
Got to get prepared, though.
Mm-hmm. I will. Trust me, I will. I might have to pick up some medicine for that day.
Yeah. This place that you went to, TJ, last night, on the menu, they sell slaw by the gallon.
Yeah, they have catering
slob?
Sizes.
Slob.
And stuff.
A gallon of slaw.
Whole slaw. Yeah.
I was like, slob.
They have catering sizes of, you know, where you can get, you know, big old things of tater salad. And,
yeah.
What kind of slaw do they have? Was it mayo based or vinegar?
I don't know. I don't eat slaw.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't like cabbage.
Mm-mm.
I love slaw.
Mm-hmm. But damn.
I know, it's just crazy how much stuff
I love. Good cold, stuff I love good coleslaw. Mm-hmm.
I do too.
But I don't like it. I'm not sure what the differences are. What's like the finely chopped little tiny pieces? I don't like as much as I like slaw, like longer.
That's Carolina slaw, I think, is chopped up like that.
Yeah.
I'm more of
a fan of like the
traditional
slaw. I don't know which one's got vinegar or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not that bright when it comes to food stuff.
Really? And I always prefer the creamy Caesar dressing over the other kind, the oil dressing.
Yeah, I'm with you. Me too.
It's for P words. Caesar dressing.
Yeah.
What is this, the oil kind?
It's for P words. I mean, it's Caesar. It's creamy. It's like you want a good Caesar salad.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good Caesar salad the other day with kale in it. Oof, it was so amazing.
Never mind.
You guys don't like kale?
No. I'm not a big kale person.
Oh, it was
Amanda loves
so good.
There's a place over here that has salmon on kale, and she loves it. And it just, not my thing.
With the most amazing croutons. It was just so good.
Yeah, kale is one of those things that people eat because they think it's cool.
Mm.
Nobody had even heard of kale till Michelle Obama started talking about it.
Is it supposed to be healthy?
Making it be.
Yeah, it is very healthy for you.
No, it's not any more than anything.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Look it up.
It is a superfood.
Look it up. They've done new studies and say it's not as any better for you than any other leafy green.
I'm never trying to be cool with the food I eat.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I had kale.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
I remember Chick-fil-A swapped out their coleslaw for that kale salad or superfood kale salad or something. It was like,
nope,
this is not right. And I never even really got the slaw from Chick-fil-A, but I just knew. I was like, you're swapping out coleslaw for kale superfood mix combo, whatever that shit is.
It's delicious. I
got
even
raisins in it.
Oh, I love it.
Stop it.
I get kale all the time and just eat it. Put a little bit of lemon juice and some Parmesan cheese. Oof.
On some kale?
And a little bit of olive oil. Yes. Amazing.
It sounds gross.
Yeah, I just don't think it doesn't taste as good as lettuce.
Mm. It's a bitter taste.
Yeah, and it's got a heavy hardness to it that I don't really care for.
It holds dressing very well.
Oh, well.
You gonna slather that in some ranch? Like, come on now. Putting ranch on a kale salad, that ain't gonna fly.
Well, I think if you're having kale, you're probably avoiding the ranch to begin with, so it's not that, not even an issue.
And then sautéed kale, oof, with a little bit of fresh garlic, a little bit of olive oil, yum.
Oof. That doesn't sound good.
Well, it is.
Not to me.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean it's not good.
Let's see. Myth. Kale is healthier than spinach.
So it's not?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Still like it.
I don't have a lot of experience with spinach outside of spinach cream too. Spinach.
I don't either.
Baby spinach. Mm.
Like I've never had a spinach salad or anything.
Oh my God, I can't believe you eat baby spinach. You're cruel.
Yep.
Yeah.
It never even had a chance in its life. You killed it and ate it.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
I need a beach weekend.
Me too.
I've been craving the beach.
I haven't even been yet this summer.
Oh, yeah?
Let's go to the beach each. Mm-hmm. Let's go catch a wave.
I might go for my birthday, actually. I might just go by myself.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. That's how I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with a couple of prostitutes, I don't know their names, so they don't count as people when you don't know their names. Right?
You got a couple of prostitutes down at the beach. They're with me.
Right.
You can just secure the chairs.
Mm-hmm. Just swing by the truck stop on the way to the beach. Pick up a couple of lot lizards.
Come on.
Lot lizards?
No, they got bikinis in their bags.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hot. You keep a bikini in your car, Alexis?
No.
I remember one time we talked to a bunch of people who, we talked to women on the radio years ago, and that's a pretty common thing. During the summer, that a lot of people keep a bikini in the car, like maybe our bag in the
when
trunk
I was younger,
that has a towel and a bikini, just like in case something happens, they're like, oh, well, let's go swimming.
When I worked at the restaurant, bartending or serving, I did because random pool parties would happen.
Mm-hmm. And I think this girl said you never know when the contest is going to break out.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right, TJ. Mm-hmm.
Bikini contest.
Yeah, I mean, If you're at a bar and all of a sudden they announce there's a bikini contest coming up and you can win a free bar tab or whatever the gift is, the prize, go jump in it. Jump all up in it.
So now, Alexis, if any of that comes up, you just say, "Now I'm going home."
Yeah.
Because you're not prepared.
Now I got my own pool at my apartment that is always empty and I can be there by myself and I love it.
Is it empty when you get there, or when you get there, everybody leaves? It's usually empty right after I walk up. It empties.
Actually, people see me out there. Yeah. They come out to talk to me.
Oh, they
so
do?
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To ask for ID?
Yep.
Do you even live here?
You live here? Yeah.
You're just using our pool.
Yeah. You have a key fob that gets you in the gate?
Yeah, but people try to come in. They try to, like, finesse themselves
in
there.
Yeah, they catch the gate before it closes and walk right in.
Yeah, there's this one guy. He's, like, the pool police. He will not let anybody in there. He will call them out. He's so funny. And I became friends with him recently.
How close friends?
He told me his whole life story, him and his little boo thing.
Out at the pool one day?
Yeah.
That would drive me. It happens to you all the time.
All the time.
That would drive me effing nuts.
And I just, that day, I really just wanted to put my sunglasses on and float. And he came over to talk to me. He's like, I want to say, like in his 50s or 60s. And
those guys in their 50s are the worst.
They are. They talk so much about things I don't have any idea about.
No, they're just terrible.
Like,
they're
back in my people. Day.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool.
No dude in his 50s has ever said, back in my day.
Back in my day. The good old days.
So you're out there and he just is determined. How did the conversation start?
Well, we've seen each other for the past year, but we've never talked because he's always at the pool. Yeah. He works at night, I think. And so maybe a few months ago, I don't remember what. Oh, he got my water bottle. I left it there and he picked it up and saved it for me. So now every time that I go to the pool, it's like he thinks we're the bestest of friends.
The bestest of friends.
But I mean, he's nice. His girlfriend's really nice too.
Wow.
She's got the biggest
hoots.
Big boobies. Oh. And you know something crazy about her?
How big do you think they are?
Like they're big.
Like what's big?
How do you know the size of that?
They're like D's probably. And she's had three husbands. And two of them have died.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has a cool story. Well, not cool.
Suspicious.
But.
Yeah, that's
so what cool. I was thinking, Rob. Suspicious.
She's only in her 50s. Or is she younger?
No, I think she's in her 50s.
Wow. But you know what? That would ruin it for me. I would say, well, I can't go back to the pool.
Yeah.
You know, Talky Talkerson down there has messed it up for me.
Won't shut up.
I really would. I'd be, oh, my God. It's my pool, and now if I say something that I just want to be left alone to myself, then I'm going to be called an ass. And so I just have to give up my pool.
This is what I do. I put my headphones on, and I put sunglasses on, and I just float so someone could think that I'm just sleeping. They're not going to wake me up to talk to me.
That's you hope. I mean. We'll see about that. Yeah.
But, I mean, he saved your water bottle for you, so you owe him your life now.
Unlimited conversation.
Yeah, you're his sounding board for whatever he wants to talk to you about while you're at the pool.
The other day he wanted to talk to me about mining minerals. I was like, okay.
Buddy. Do you know about mining minerals?
Like, no. I don't know anything about
nobody
that.
Likes Talky Talkerson at the pool.
You look like you know about minerals.
Yeah.
I was like, well, let me tell you.
What makes him think you'd want to talk about mining minerals at the damn pool?
Well... See, that's what you get for being nice and friendly to people.
Yeah.
But listen, if that made him happy talking to me about that, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's my good deed for the day.
It made you miserable.
No. Mm-hmm. I still enjoyed it. I was still at the pool. I still was in the sun. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure he just wasn't talking about gold digging?
No.
And you got confused.
Because he's even telling me how he's really invested in it. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. And I would be thinking, don't you have something to do?
Yeah.
Well, he already worked. He works at night.
Oh, he was finished work?
Yeah, he works third shift. Why was he up there?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Man. I said, you know what? I heard that big-titted women can't be left alone very long. So you may want to go check on her.
She's plotting to kill you, too.
Yeah, I mean, titties that big cannot be left alone.
They're funny. She'll tell him that he talks too much about himself. She's like, stop talking about yourself. Nobody wants to hear about that. I'm like, yeah, for real. Listen to her.
I don't care whether he's talking about himself or everybody else. I don't care. I just don't want the talking.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, characters but at then, my place.
But then, you know, you refer to him as your friend.
Yeah, so he's now, a friend.
So now, you know, that's what friends do. They talk.
That's what Regan says listen. With the homeless, his homeless friends.
Are those homeless people your friends, Riggins?
Are they my friends?
Yeah, that you encounter on your dog walks?
No, but you can be courteous to people.
Right, courteous.
That's important.
And I think it's not courteous to rope somebody into a long-ass conversation when they're not looking for that.
Yeah, I agree.
You're 100% correct. But what if they need human interaction?
It's intrusive. Yeah. It's abusive.
You are abusive?
It's abusive.
No, baby, no, you're abusive.
But you have to understand, you have to be fair to other people. Just because they need human interaction doesn't mean they get to be annoying.
Of course, but some people don't know social cues, and so
that makes them an asshole.
Does that make them an asshole if they don't know?
Learn them. If the man's 60 years old, he should know how to act socially.
You know, he just wants to talk. That's fine.
Yeah, he's just friendly.
If that's the best, if that's like the thing that's the hardest that I have to do for someone else, that's fine. I'll listen.
But it's ruining your enjoyment of the pool.
No, I mean, yes, but seeing him be so happy is just, it's like, aw.
Tell this kind stranger to leave you alone.
Yeah, like, whatever. Yeah. There are worse things out there that could be happening.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get some people are just, you know, they're talkers.
Right.
You know, they're chit-chatters.
And you know what? It's annoying.
Is he asking to put lotion on your back?
No, he's not creepy.
Can I put lotion on your back with my front?
Ew.
He didn't ask you stuff like that?
Disgusting, no. I think that it's annoying that people like to tell me their entire lives, but at the same time, it's kind of cool. You know that people feel comfortable enough to do that. That's special.
Or that they just, you know, drone on and on to everybody they come in contact with about their lives.
No, it's just me.
Like Ace and I have an old friend who starts every thing he's about to tell you with, now look, I'll tell you this, but just keep between us, I'm not going to tell anybody else. And then he would go through this story telling just me, and I'm swearing I won't breathe a word of it to anyone, which I won't. Next thing you know, I would overhear him saying to somebody else, hey, look, this is really private conversation, so don't tell anybody I told you this. And the person would go, okay, well, you know, I won't. Come to work the next morning, they used to be like, I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I told you, but this and this. And I go, oh yeah, told me, you know, whatever. And most of the time he would say that, you know, I think Ace may already know this or something.
Yeah. See,
so it wasn't like he was, seriously, it wasn't like he was betraying.
He doesn't know how to keep, he doesn't know how to keep secrets, but continue.
Okay.
Prime example.
And it happened a lot. So knew that he wasn't just, you know, meaning it to be for, you know, one person.
Yeah.
So that may be what the guy is telling. He's telling everybody that will stop and talk to him. You know, I know her. I know her. She lives in the building. Yeah, hey, I tell you about my big-titted wife. What happened? You know, things like that. Hmm. Where did I leave off with my life story last?
Oh, crap.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
Yeah. I got to get me some sun this weekend.
Yeah, you need a little sun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me too.
You've been needing some, boy.
But I don't need it. I'm not talking about, you know, for vanity reasons of a tan or anything. I mean for, you know, the rejuvenation of my soul and energy that comes from the sun and the universe. You know, the vitamin D, the natural vitamin D.
Yeah.
You know, because y'all know I love the D. It's my favorite vitamin.
Out of the entire alphabet.
Yeah.
The D.
That just made my heart quiver in happiness.
Yeah. Even though you know I'm being sarcasm.
I don't care. You're still saying it. You're still putting it out in the universe, and I love it.
So the universe doesn't detect sarcasm.
Universe dumb as hell.
The universe is dumb.
Hey, you're so dumb you don't know I'm joking.
Because you're saying
universe.
That, it's happening. Even when you're out there.
Wow. Is the universe forgiving like God is?
Oh, 100%.
So you just say, universe, forgive me for that bad energy I just threw out there by, you know, by way of flatulence.
But then you also have to say thank you for things so it evens out, you know?
Yeah. So if one were to have stinky gas at one time, putting that out in the universe and then say, I'm sorry for eating that Mexican food, universe, that put stink out in you. Mm-hmm. The universe is, you're forgiven.
Yeah, it's all good. We get it.
I'm sorry, right. Jupiter. I'm sorry, Saturn. I just ripped ass.
The universe knows what's going on in my stomach, so it's very forgiving.
Sorry, Pluto.
Sorry, Pluto. Sorry, Uranus.
Sorry, stars.
Sorry, Uranus, that my moon. Anus. Yeah.
You know, you don't have to name all the things of the universe individually.
Yeah, you do.
But I mean, can Saturn do something? You know, can you put out some good energy to Saturn and make something happen, or does the whole universe have to agree?
No, any type of love that's good is accepted.
I'm sorry, Big Dipper. I'm sorry, rings of Saturn.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Little Dipper.
Pants. Yep.
North Star, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Orion's Belt. Haley Bop.
I was going to say Haley Bop.
I'm sorry to all of you. Little Dipper, you too. I forgot about you. I'm sorry.
Hey, did y'all see that?
That Capricorn thing. Yeah. It is. That's yep. The arrow, whatever yep. It is. Whatever it is.
That new, was it James Webb or whatever, telescope? Already got some damage out there because something hit it and broke one of the mirrors on it.
The size of a grain of sand.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Or no, a grain of rice. Mm-hmm. And it's like visible damage, but it's also hurtling at it at, you know, a light year, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you would think they would have made it to withstand all that
put
stuff.
Some protection.
Like anti-space.
Like you'd put a bubble around it or some sort. I don't know.
Some type of fiberglass that's like against the galaxy.
You would think if it costs $10 billion, why don't you throw some bumper pads on it? You do that with an iPhone.
There's probably things that they still don't understand, so how would they build something for it?
Well, they know that stuff's floating around out there at high speeds, and it's just, you know, there are no traffic laws up there.
Yet.
I could drive out there. That'd be dope. I wouldn't get in trouble.
Do you think you could drive at a place like, have you ever seen the traffic in India?
No, they have
not anywhere in the country they have signs, but there's I've seen these videos of them with no signs, and it's like a roundabout, and the streets come in, and it's just... get what you can, because there are no arrows, there are no lanes, there's no nothing. It's just,
and you got to dodge monkeys.
You just roll in there and do the best you can. Good luck to you.
I hate a roundabout. Talk about stressful situations.
They're
a roundabout. It gives me anxiety.
See, it doesn't bother me because
I don't know what to do.
I grew up in a town that I learned how to drive in a town that had two of them, one at each end of the city, and so it was never a big deal.
However, I don't have a problem with the concept of it and all. I have a problem with the fact that it's now become the way to refer to them officially is as a roundabout. I don't like that
because it's English.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called a traffic circle in America.
I'm not about to say a traffic circle.
That's
what we call them growing up. North traffic circle, south traffic circle.
Yeah, roundabout is some British bullshit term. Just like bum for your butt and no worries instead of you're welcome. Waiting in a queue instead of a line. We beat them some bitches.
That's right.
So we didn't have to do the stuff that they do. And I'll be damned if I'm going back to pre-1776.
It's one of the greatest memes, one of the smartest memes I think I've seen in a while. Somebody's posted, why is canceled spelled with one L in America and two L's in Britain? And the response from someone was, because we laid that L on you in 1776. I was like, that's really witty.
We fought wars to call this an ass, not a bum.
That's right.
We sure did.
That's what it is, man.
Although I do like calling popsicles ice lollies, though. I think
that's ice lolly. Stop putting them in your vaginas.
What do they call vaginas in England?
Fannies.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did talk about that. Fanny pack.
Fanny.
Your vagina purse.
And I think every British person still smokes, right? Don't they all smoke? Every
one
of
pipes.
Them?
Yeah,
they're big cigarette smokers.
I am blown away, though, by the fact that we had earlier this week that was it only 40% of English people brush their teeth every day.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I am still in awe of that.
And remember, I just had that British boy over here, but he brushes teeth.
It's 2022. What? How do you not know you should brush your teeth every day, more than once a day?
Well, they may look at it like, what does it matter? I'm not going to be able to get anything fixed anyway because, you know, I can't go to the dentist.
It's hard to believe that.
Yeah. I don't claim to know everything there is to know about living in a third world nation.
I do want to go, though, bad.
I'll talk to my dad.
I would love to go to England.
Yeah, me too.
He will turn
your dad hates England. What does your dad like? And every time a country comes up, you're like, my dad hates.
He hated Germany and he hated England and he hates Miami. Those are like the three places he hates the most. But he was, he liked Tokyo. Always talked about how clean it was. He liked going to Switzerland, like in the Netherlands. All those Nordic countries, I guess you call them. He loved all those places. But Germany, England, and and Miami. And the reason he said he didn't like England is because they all think they're better than us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And found that very irritating. Yeah. But you look around, they're still living in buildings that were built in the 1700s. It's like, you don't have shit figured out. He took personal offense to it.
Sure. Of course you would.
I have a liberal friend who just got back from England there for a week on vacation. You know what he came back with? Mm-hmm. COVID.
Really?
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Yeah. And like I said, he's a liberal, so he's still quarantined and did all that bullshit.
The stuff you're supposed to do so nobody else gets sick?
Yeah. It's not like original COVID. He's been vaxxed and all that other stuff, too. So, but still, he was quarantined.
Yeah, I think all Europeans would think they're better than Americans.
Yeah, they do.
Don't they? The French, the I don't know about the Spanish. I don't know much about the Spanish. But I think the Germans and the English and the French, they all think they're better than. I tell you who that, though. Going to Poland. Polish people love Americans. Love. But the lady pointed out, one of the ladies that we talked to on a tour was pointing out that you're seeing there's a generation now that doesn't understand what it used to be like when they were, communists. Mm-hmm. And that one of the big problems they're having is that, to the point that they're not as fond of Americans as my generation of Polish people and others, because they keep telling you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't have any idea what this used to be like around here.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't want to go to Poland either.
It was cool. I loved it.
It was like it'd be cold out there.
It was awesome. Yeah. We went in the summer. It was like North 75. Poland.
that's where Santa Claus lives, the North Poland.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.